The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
This little gem happened in Australia and was sent to me recently by my Florida friend, J.R. You will agree it is a much-needed poetic justice belly laugh. Gun-toting granny Ava Estelle, 81, was so ticked off when two thugs raped her 18-year-old granddaughter that she tracked the unsuspecting ex-cons down and shot off their testicles. The old lady spent a week hunting for those men, and when she found them, she took revenge on them in her own personal way, said Melbourne police investigator Evan Delp. Then she took a taxi to the nearest police station, laid the gun on the sergeant's desk, and told him as calm as could be, "Those rotten skunks will never rape anybody again, by God." Cops say convicted rapist and robber David Hirth, 33, lost both his penis and testicles when outraged Ava opened fire with a 9mm pistol in the hotel room where he and former prison cellmate Stanley Thomas, 29, were holed up. The wrinkled avenger also blew Thomas's testicles to kingdom come. But doctors managed to save his mangled penis. The one guy, Thomas, didn't lose his manhood, but the doctor the police talked to said he won't be using it the way he used to. Detective Delp told reporters, "Both men are still in pretty bad shape, but I think they're just happy to be alive after what they have just been through." The Rambo granny swung into action after her granddaughter Debbie was carjacked and raped in broad daylight by these two knife-wielding creeps in a section of town bordering on Skid Row. Quote, "When I saw the look on my Debbie's face that night in the hospital, I decided I was going to go out and get those rotten skunks myself because I figured the law would go easy on them," recalled the retired library worker. "And I wasn't scared of them either because I've got me a gun, and I've been shooting all my life, and I wasn't dumb enough to turn it in when the law changed about owning one." Now, baffled lawmen are trying to figure out exactly how to deal with the vigilante granny. What she did was wrong, and she broke the law. But it's difficult to throw an 81-year-old woman in prison, Detective Delp said, especially when 3 million people in the city want to nominate her for mayor. I say, deport her here to America. I say, we really need her. I say, hooray for poetic justice. For KSCO, this is Kay Swirling.